I'm Zach. You're about to hear a story that you may have heard before, except this time, you'll get to hear the story behind the story. Come and join me as we take a walk into the past, down Gilead Lane.
To go to the store and get what we need ahead of time.
Yeah.
Looks like Mr. Mincer is moving in very soon, and we want to be ready for him.
Oh, you're right. Come on, let's go.
Okay. You think you'll like all the gift cards we got for him?
Oh, I definitely think so.
And we can get Hope and Haley to work on the welcome sign as soon as we get home.
Good idea.
Excellent idea.
Oh, and I can help you with the cookies, Mom.
Yeah, help me make them or eat them.
Both.
Yeah.
Oh, and you know what else I was thinking?
John?
Yeah, what?
We can invite him over for... What's wrong?
Is that what I think it is? In Mr. Key's front yard?
Oh, no, it can't be.
A bulldozer? Dad, what are they going to do?
No, it's aimed right for Mr. Key's house.
No, they can't do this.
All right, just...
John, we've got to do something.
Hey! Hey, you! You on the bulldozer! You can't hear me. All right, I'm going to try to stop him somehow.
John!
Oh, wait a minute! Wait. Stop it! Let's turn it on!
It's too late.
Get back!
They can't do this!
They can't do it!
Get back!
No!
Ten months earlier...
Yes, and I'm Reverend Ivan Brodsky. Good to meet you. Oh, please, have a seat. Yes, yes. Well, first I want to thank you for coming all the way to New York to meet with me. And yes, yes, you're correct. We are considering moving our church headquarters to another site to allow for expansion. Yeah, we've been looking at smaller towns like Coleraine to help keep down expenses. I understand you would be willing to offer some help to our ministry if we relocated to Coleraine. Is that right?
Yes, Reverend. That's absolutely correct. All right, Mac. Where do we start?
Practice. Okay, let's say I'm a reporter for Channel 5. Mm-hmm. Lights on, microphone in your face. Mrs. Richter, during your campaign, you keep saying you have plans to bring in more business to Coleraine. How do you expect to do that?
Well, here's just one example. Even though I'm not yet mayor, I've been in contact with a national ministry called Peace of Heaven. Because of my own initiative and my extensive business experience, I've been able to persuade this ministry to consider moving their entire headquarters from New York to Coleraine.
What kind of benefits are we talking about here?
Oh, huge! Peace of Heaven has a national television program, a radio show, books and magazines. It's a wonderful, growing organization that could bring at least a couple thousand jobs to Coleraine. In fact...
Stop.
What's wrong?
It's not you. You're doing fine. I'm just concerned that this whole thing may backfire.
What do you mean?
If you make this announcement too soon, well, what if they don't come through? It'll make you look bad.
This is virtually a done deal. They told me, confidentially, that Coleraine is really their first choice.
Hmm.
I assured them I would do everything possible to bring the peace of heaven to Coleraine.
Let's do this. For now, let's go public with the announcement of the entertainment district. In the meantime, we'll keep the ball rolling for peace of heaven. What about those zoning restrictions?
No problem. My friends at City Hall are pulling all the right strings as we speak. As soon as the zoning goes through, Peace of Heaven has agreed to sign on the dotted line.
And you can make your announcement the very next day.
Perfect.
If we time this right, they can start construction right after you're elected.
But definitely not before. Once they start clearing land, it's certain to raise some eyebrows around Coleraine. I don't want any of that hassle until after I'm in office.
That's a pretty big chunk of property they need. Where's it going to be?
I've got the perfect place. And here are all the properties in Coleraine.
Hmm.
think of the possibilities, Reverend.
Yes, yes. Well, you know that's my sermon on Sunday.
I know.
Yes, you definitely do your homework, Mrs. Richter, but I'm sorry. I don't see how we can fit our headquarters within your city limits. You see, we're also planning to build a college on the campus as well. We'll definitely need a highway to accommodate...
If you agree to come to Coleraine, we'll expand this little road right here into a 4-lane highway.
Which little road is that?
This one right here, Gilead Lane. We'll rename it Gilead Expressway.
Well, it does look like you may have to take out at least one house, I would say, right here. Is that right?
Oh, that's no problem, I assure you. The owner just died, and his house will be going up for sale very soon. It's going to be after the election, before his house can be demolished, but that's perfectly fine. We can get the ball rolling for you right now, in fact.
Yes.
And so it is with great regret and remorse that I must announce my withdrawal from the campaign for mayor of Coleraine.
Mr. Morrison.
Right here.
Yes, Hale Clark, WYUV. Mr. Morrison, can you tell us if there was something specific that sparked this withdrawal?
Now, my family is the most important thing to me, other than my walk with God. I won't let them suffer for the sake of a campaign or a job.
So, are you saying that Monica Richter's campaign has hit a little too close to home?
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that right now, this election isn't nearly as important to me as my family is.
Well, Mac, what do the latest polls say about me now?
Polls show you at 24%.
What? But Morrison isn't even running.
I've never seen such strong support for a candidate, especially one who's withdrawn from the race. It's amazing.
Oh, shut up. It doesn't matter anyway. Even if John Morrison had won the election, he would have been a weak and powerless mayor. Because the power base of this town is about to shift dramatically in my direction. No matter what happens, this town is mine.
I wonder who that is.
No idea. It's probably some reporter.
I'll go get it.
If it's that Hale Clark guy, don't talk to him. We have no comment.
Yeah.
Got it!
Where's your dad?
Mr. Taylor? What's wrong?
Nothing's wrong, Mike. It's amazing. Where's your dad?
He's with Mom in his office.
John! You've got to hear this!
Mr.
You
Taylor...
You won't believe
Ben.
It!
Huh, what's wrong? What is it?
Oh, no, what's happened?
The most amazing thing! You've won the election!
No, wait a minute. How can that be? I withdrew.
I don't know, but you did. Turn on the TV.
The most stunning turn of events ever seen in Coleraine's election history, John Morrison, after withdrawing from the campaign, has still managed to win the election with over 68% of the popular vote.
No, you're kidding me.
Election returns are still coming in, but with Monica Richter running at 24%, it seems that John Morrison is the clear victor.
How did this happen?
I think God wants you to be mayor, Dad.
Yeah, it's like, how could you see it any different?
Well, I don't know. This is huge. Mary?
Yes, John?
Come on, let's go pray about this.
I am proud to announce that with the full support of my family and my friends, I, John Morrison, am honored to accept the office of mayor of Coleraine.
I'm suing for voter fraud. There's no way John Morrison won this election.
What?
You heard me. This isn't over.
And what happens if he did?
Then John Morrison has no idea what he just stepped into.
6 months later...
The open house is going on today.
At Mr. Key's house?
Well, it's not Mr. Key's house anymore.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. It's just so weird to think of someone else moving in there and living in his house. Oh, I hope they take care of his memory garden.
Hey, wait a minute. There's another car coming up.
What?
It's got a lot of men in it.
A lot of men? What do you mean?
There's a bunch of guys in black suits getting out.
Black suits? What? Give me those binoculars.
Hey, rude!
Sorry, it's just, wow, that's a lot of guys. Don't see a lot of people like that around here.
Really? What do you think they want with Mr. Key's house?
They're not going in. They're just walking around. Isn't that weird?
Should I write that down?
No, I don't think they're interested in buying the house.
So why are they here?
So close again. One of these days, I'm gonna...
Hey, little girl. You need some help there?
No, thanks. I'll get it.
You know, it might help if you backed up a little. It makes it easier to shoot it toward the hoop. If you stand too close under it, you'll have to throw straight up, and, well, that's tough. Might want to back up just a little more.
Like this?
Yeah, that's better. Then you can throw the ball more up and forward, and it's a little easier.
Hey, you're right. That was easier.
You might want to give it a try like this. Push the ball up just a little.
I did it! I did it! I got it!
All right, that's it. Keep practicing like that, and you'll be a pro in no time.
Hey, Bill, you coming or what?
I'll be there in a second. That's Mike. If you ever see him around here, don't take his basketball advice. He stinks at it.
Hey, I've got a brother named Mike. He's really good at basketball.
Well, listen to him and not my friend. He'll do much better.
Are you looking at Mr. Key's house?
Is that the house for sale up the street?
Yeah, Mr. Key lived there, but he died.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, but yes, that's what I'm here for, to look at the house.
Oh, well, I hope you buy it. You're the nicest person we've seen here all day.
Well, thank you.
Come on, Bill, we're gonna be late.
All right! Well, I've gotta run, but it was nice to meet you.
Hope. I'm Hope.
Hope. That's a nice name. It was nice to meet you, Hope. I hope to see you again soon.
That's right. I got it.
Oh, thanks, honey.
Oh, well, hello there.
Hello, Mr. Morrison. I just wanted to stop by and tell you that the open house was a success today. We got a buyer for the house.
Did you already?
Oh, yes. It was a great deal for everyone. They offered more than the asking price, and they paid cash. Mr. Morrison, it looks like you're going to have new neighbors.
Hey.
Who are they?
John? Honey, are you coming to dinner?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mary. I guess I got a little distracted.
Looks like you've been deep in thought.
How could you tell? My female intuition is just amazing.
You're right. And your hair gets messed up when you run your fingers through it.
When I... I see.
Is everything all right, hon?
Strange thing is, I'm not sure.
Yeah?
Maybe I'm just uneasy about how this all affects Tim.
I noticed he was kind of quiet when the realtor came by.
Yeah. I'll talk with him after supper.
Oh, that'd be good.
Look, I totally understand your concerns, but trust me, everything is going to work out beautifully. No, you don't need to call him. He made it clear he wants everything to go through me. Now, Bill, I assure you I'll take care of things. Bye now.
Hey, Monica, I was wondering if...
Shh. Tom, haven't I told you not to interrupt me when I'm conducting business?
Oh, is this about the bed and breakfast or about one of the rental properties? Because I was
It's about Coleraine.
Monica, you know, you didn't win the election.
No kidding.
John Morrison.
Goodbye, Tom.
He's the...
Mayor.
Hello, this is Monica Richter. Bruce, we're on. And we need to move as quickly as possible before anyone knows what's going on.
Then Jesus told them, "You're going to have the light just a little while longer. Walk while you have the light before darkness overtakes you." You know, Finn, That's the verse God gave me when I was a little girl. And one of the first verses I read in Braille. God used this passage to help me through that awful time. But I get the feeling he's bringing it to mind now for some other purpose. God, I'm open to whatever you're trying to tell me right now. In the midst of darkness, I put my trust in your light.
Mary, honey.
Hmm?
Yeah, I don't want to wake you up, but I...
What's wrong?
Here, let me... honey, I'm not sure. It's some kind of uneasiness I feel.
What do you mean?
It's the same feeling I had the night before you collapsed.
You never told
me...
Well,
this time I am.
Okay, is there something you were dreaming about?
No, not that I can remember. See, that's just it. I can't nail it down. It's just a vague darkness I feel.
Is it about Tim?
Maybe. I have something in mind for that, by the way. But no, this is something more...
Is Monica up to something?
Oh, Monica's always up to something. I've heard she's still plowing ahead with that awful entertainment district idea. No, but this, whatever it is, it's bigger than Monica. It's much, much bigger.
Okay, so... Is this dark feeling you're getting... Honey, is it of the enemy? Or God warning you about something ahead?
But I don't know.
Well, then, in the words of the famous John Morrison...
Yeah, I know. It's time to pray.
Yeah, you quote him well.
All right, come on. Let's... Mm-hmm. Oh, Father God, you sent Jesus to be a light to the world. Would you now shine your light to push this... darkness back. Help us to see what's going on here, please. In Jesus' name.
Well, are you still afraid of the dark?
Not anymore.
Hey, Mike!
What?
You still got Dad's binoculars?
Yeah.
Well, get them!
Okay, well, what's going on?
Check that way, up the street.
All right. I see a tree, a flower, an ant tap dancing on the sidewalk.
Mike, I'm serious.
He's got a little top hat and white gloves, a cane.
Mike, look on the far side of Mr. Key's yard, by the street. It's a spy.
A spy?
Yeah, he's got some kind of super secret scope he's pointing at Mr. Key's house.
Tim, that's not a spy. That's a surveyor. Spies don't set up a tripod in the middle of your yard and spy on you.
I was wondering about that. What's a surveyor?
It's somebody who checks out the boundaries on pieces of land and stuff.
Oh.
But now this is a little weird. Some other guy is pulling up the siding from the bottom of the house. And it looks like another guy is digging in the backyard.
What are they doing?
I don't know. There's some kind of utility truck out front. I guess that's what they do when people move in. At least I think so.
What is it, boy? Well, that's a strange sound. Not like any moving truck I've ever heard. Oh, maybe Mary will know. No. Finn, come on. Let's go for a walk. Haley, do you know what's going on at Mr. Key's house?
No, but wow, they've sure had a lot of... Is that a bulldozer? It looks like they're going to knock down his house.
What?
What's going on?
Are your mom and dad here?
No, they just went someplace with Tim.
I'll call their cell.
Mike, what's happening?
It looks like they're about to bulldoze Mr. Key's house.
It's ringing. Oh, no. They forgot the cell phone in the kitchen.
We should go over there.
Well, it might not be safe.
Wait, is that their car out on the street?
Yeah. And Dad's running over to the bulldozer. Mike, let's go.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
What's Dad doing?
He's trying to stop them.
John. They can't do this.
guy's still in the car. Come on.
Mom!
Oh, kids.
I can't believe it. They just knocked down Mr. Key's house.
Why would they do that, Mom?
I don't know. Your dad's trying to find out right now. I can tell you this. If anyone can find out what's going on, your dad certainly can. And will.
Wow, that's for sure. Well, stay right here, and I'll give you a sneak peek at next week's show. In the meantime, let's think about this for a second. Mr. Morrison is up late one night. He's feeling this darkness about to come. Then all of a sudden, someone bulldozes Mr. Key's house. What's going on? I guess we'll find out. But it kind of reminds me of something. Now see, I've got this candle here. There we go. Now, do you guys remember that song, This Little Light of Mine? Oh, here, let me turn off the lights. Wow, it's kind of dark in here. But this candle is burning real nicely. And see, when you have Jesus in your life, your testimony or your witness is like a light shining in the darkness of this world. But you have to be careful to not let sin or pride or the cares of this world into your life, because it can be so damaging to your witness. It's like your light gets dimmer and dimmer. Like the part of that song that says, "Don't let Satan blow it out." Whoops, I kind of blew up my candle. It's kind of dark in here. Oh, I hope I can remember the rest of my script. Let's see, this is where I tell you that you can write to me whenever you want. Just send your letters to Gilead. P.O. Box 1001, Grand Rapids, Michigan. And I think the zip code is 49501. Hey, can someone turn on the lights? Anybody? Hello? You can also email us at gilead@cbhministries.org. Today's episode, An Approaching Shadow, was a production of CBH Ministries, a listener-supported ministry. It was written by John Fornoff, I believe. And, you know, I think this one was written by Lori Twitchell, too. And was directed by Steve O'Dell, if I remember right. Roy Wallace and Brian Papera were the recording engineers, with post-production by Cal Olson and additional recording by a guy named Rob Gunling. Okay, I think I've got it from here. Music was provided by John Campbell, Terry Ritchie is the executive producer, and I'm Zach, inviting you to join us next time.
You want to tell me about your dream?
Well, I dreamed they were going to turn Gilead Lane into this big superhighway. First, there were all these giant yellow bulldozers, like an army of them. They pushed down Mr. Key's house. Then they knocked down Grace's house. Then they came over and bulldozed our house.
And I can assure you, Bruce, this most certainly is my business. And one way or another, I will get to the bottom of this faster than you can read a book on manners.
Someone is destroying our entire neighborhood. We've got to find out why. And we've got to stop them.
It's the case of the mysterious bulldozer.
Sounds like another case for
The Attic Agents.
Call it female intuition, but I think Mrs. Richter is behind all this stuff that's going on.
Monica Richter wants to put her entertainment district right across the street from us.
Exactly.
Whoa.
Monica Richter is going to put bars and casinos across the street. We've got to stop her from trashing Gilead Lane. And we've got to stop her fast.
Don't miss out, because it's all happening next time. Down Gilead Lane. Okay, guys, you can turn the lights back on now. It's dark in here. Hello? Guys, come on, seriously.